I have only one very close friend, Lucie. Our daughters have been inseparable since they started school, which has brought us closer. My husband has always been enough for me, and I don't need a best friend. But it just happened. At first, I was even opposed to the idea. I've always found it incredibly hard to make friends with other women. But since my husband got along well with Lucie's husband, the four of us started to hang out. For a year now, Lucie and I have even been meeting up every Saturday to play tennis together. Although Lucie has become a friend, she is not a confidant. I may be Phaedra, but she is not Oenone. The fact that she knows my husband makes any truthful discussion of him impossible. Since we all started hanging out, she's often said to me that I found the perfect man, that I married Prince Charming. When Lucie tells me about her problems with her husband, Pierre, she punctuates her confidences with assumptions that make me uneasy. But you can't possibly understand. You don't have this kind of problem with your husband, or else your husband would never do such a thing. She seems to know. My husband is different from hers. And even, my husband is different than all other husbands. She is so sure of herself that I've never tried to contradict her or ask her what she means by it. Since I met my husband, my parents, sisters, and co-workers have always commented on my good fortune. "You're lucky," they tell me confidently, as if I won my husband in the lottery, as if I thwarted the statistics by marrying him. In other words, they are suggesting that he could have done better than me. It's true. My husband's profession is more prestigious than mine. His degrees are more impressive than mine. He grew up in a bourgeois family. He plays tennis better than me, and he is handsome. I, on the other hand, come from a modest upbringing. I grew up in a working-class neighborhood, and I'm a high school English teacher. I speak and translate a language that nearly everyone understands. It's not Russian or Farsi. English isn't fascinating to anyone. Nothing about me really stands out. Fortunately, I'm very beautiful, but my beauty won't last forever. My husband could certainly have married better. Even so, I'm embarrassed that this imbalance is so obvious to everyone else. I'm mostly embarrassed that they speak about it so freely, that it's socially acceptable to announce to me with no shame that I'm lucky. To my knowledge, no one has ever told my husband that he's lucky to have me. It's this inequality between me and my husband that stops me from confiding in Lucie. She would surely tell me that I'm worrying over nothing, that my husband is faithful and that he loves me, that he's a wonderful partner and father. She would remind me that I have it all, another expression that my loved ones tend to use to describe my life. Basically, she would tell me that she doesn't see the problem. I've spoken to someone about my situation only once. It was 4 years ago, on a trip to the mountains. I had hit it off with an Italian woman who was staying in the same hotel as us. It was her first trip to the resort, and I knew that I would probably never see her again. That morning, we agreed to meet at the hotel pool. Seated on the edge, legs in the water up to our knees, we stared straight ahead as though we were watching our children swim, even though we were the only ones by the empty pool. Opposite us, on the other side of the large bay windows, the first skiers descended the trails, tracing pretty curves on the snowy mountains. I confided in her without ever meeting her gaze. She didn't say a word and let me finish. She wasn't looking at me, her feet swaying in the water. I prayed that she wouldn't answer me in stock phrases, especially not consoling words or false compassion. I wanted her to tell me what to do so badly. After a few minutes, she said the following words, which I've never forgotten. "I think you're way off the mark. You've never thought that maybe your husband loves you more than you love him. You say that you're madly in love with him, but don't you think he's actually the one who's really in love? Between the two of you, he's the one whose love has moved beyond the passionate honeymoon phase. You're still living in the obsessive stage that normally only lasts the first few months of a relationship. You don't even trust him, as though you've built nothing together. Maybe things aren't exactly how you'd like them to be, but you said it yourself. Your husband supports you, knows you, respects you, and loves you. I think you've got it all wrong. Your husband is the infatuated one, not you. You don't even really love him. Her words floated over the empty pool. I didn't respond. I got up and dove in. How could she claim I didn't love my husband when my problem was precisely that I loved him too much? I promised myself never to confide in anyone again. However, something in her words rang true. Maybe that's what hurt me so much. There was a strange resonance with the second part of my favorite Marguerite Duras quote, "Never loved, though I thought I loved." It's even possible that she spoke these words in this order. You never loved your husband, though you thought you loved him. Had she also read The Lover? I didn't dare ask. We didn't speak again for the rest of the trip, but during our last night at the resort, I thought I saw her whisper something in my husband's ear.